Early voting for the 2024 primary election begins on Wednesday, and how you vote in a primary is a little bit different than in a regular election. Board of Elections Director Lisa Welch says that when it comes to candidates on the ballot, the primary election is to see which candidate for each party that will be on the fall ballot.
So who's representing the Republican Party on the fall ballot? And it's the same for the Democrats. So you'll get if you're a Democrat, you'll get a list of Democratic candidates that you're voting on to nominate to the fall ballot. We have issue-only voting in Holmes County this election, but it's only for a very few people in just a couple small areas. Like Loudonville, Perrysville School District will have issues on the ballot. Clark Township will have an issue on the ballot, and Kilbuck Village will have an issue on the ballot. So if you don't want to be affiliated with the Democrat or the Republican Party, you can vote an issues only ballot if you're in one of those locations.
Those candidates that are unopposed in their primary will move on to the November election as long as they receive one vote. This year in the Holmes County Commissioner's race, there are only Republican candidates and no Democrats running to be on the November ballot. Independents can file up until March 18th.
So someone can file as an independent up until that time. If no one files, then whoever wins the Republican primary will be the person whose name appears on the November ballot, and it will be the only name that appears on the November ballot. So with one vote, they would win the race in November.
She says that the Democrat ballot has three races that have multiple people running for the Democrat seat.
One is for delegates at large and alternates at large for president. That's Joe Biden and Dean Phillips. Then Justice of the Supreme Court, the unexpired term ending 12/31/2026. It's the unexpired term one. There are two ladies running for that, Lisa Forbes and Terry Jamison. And then the 7th Congressional District gets Doug Bougie and Matt Dimer are running for 7th District Congress. So those are the only three races that are contested. And the 7th District of Congress only covers part of the county. Washington, Ripley, Prairie, part of Salt Creek Township, and a very, very teeny part of Washington Township in the village of Nashville.
Welch says that when you go into primary voting, you have a clean slate and you can vote for whichever party you want.
And then that affiliation follows you until the next primary election, which for us will probably be in 2 years when governor is up for a primary.
If you want to vote in the commissioner's race, you need to ask for a Republican ballot, as whoever wins the two seats in the primary race will be the next commissioner's unless an independent files before the deadline. If you do not want to declare a party and aren't in one of the areas that has an issue on the ballot, you won't vote in this primary. Normally, the primary election is in May, except during a presidential race year, and then it's moved to March to be able to weigh in on the candidate for president. For early voting, the Board of Elections will be open February 21st through 23rd, February 26th through March 1st, and March 4th to March 8th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, March 9th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday, March 11th from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Tuesday, March 12th from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., March 13th through March 15th from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, March 16th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the final day of early voting will be Sunday, March 17th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. On Tuesday, March 19th, voters can go to the polls 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and vote in their precinct. And Welch reminds folks that they've had a couple changes in voting locations.
Fire District 1 polling location closed, and we moved Hardy Township voters. So everybody that lives inside of Hardy Township, Millersburg Village, they all vote at the Catholic Center now. The next most recent change was Washington Township was moved into the Nashville Church of Christ right there at the edge of Nashville, and that was a couple years ago. But just in case somebody doesn't know, Washington Township votes now in Nashville.
Welch reminds voters that to vote, you need to have a current photo ID that is not expired. A free state-issued ID can be obtained at the BMV. If you don't have a photo ID, you can fill out an extra form and vote provisional, or you can vote absentee early and give other identifying information required for that. If you need to register, you have until 9 p.m. tomorrow, and you can do that by going to the Board of Elections in the Clinton Street office in Millersburg.